Avos per Gimel, Mishnah Vav, 3:6, and in some Mishnahs it's 3:5. Here we have Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, who says, Kol makabel lav ol Torah, anybody who accepts upon himself the yoke of the Torah, ma'avir mimenu ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. They, I guess in heaven, will arrange it that is removed from him both the yoke of the government and the yoke of earning a living. V'chol aparek mimenu ol Torah, but anybody who removes from himself the yoke of Torah, knows na lav ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. The yoke of the government and of earning a living will be placed upon him. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana here is essentially expressing the shita of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, as it's normally attributed. And there's a famous Gemara, Daf Lamed Hei of Brachos, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai essentially says that a person should dedicate his life exclusively to Talmud Torah, because otherwise, if he's involved in earning a living, just how will he possibly have time to master the Torah and remember it? And if a person does that, so Malachta Nasas L'Deacherim, his work will be done by other people for him. Rabbi Yishmael says no. When the Torah talks about things like V'asafta Diganecha, gathering your grain, that's not a curse, but a blessing, that's part of the natural order, and a person is meant to earn a living as well to Talmud Torah, and he disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael Yochai. The Gemara sort of doesn't resolve the dispute in a principled way. It rather sort of gives an interesting sort of pragmatic answer, sort of simplifying things, which is Harba Asu, many people did follow the prescription of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Velo Alsa Biyadam. It didn't work out for them. It just in practice, they weren't able to stick to it and to succeed. And therefore, the Gemara equivocates, and ultimately the Halacha, the Rambam and the like, all equivocate, where the general resolution of this is for most everybody, the proper approach is there be Yishmael approach of Torah im derech eretz. You should have a living, support yourself, and learn both. But there is place in Jewish society for special individuals like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Chunna ben Kana, who could essentially be porek the ol of everything else of derech eretz and just focus on Torah as Torah som naso. Their Torah can be their full profession. Now, here, it would be wrong to say Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana is echoing the shita, the sentiment of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, because he, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, precedes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai by a good 150 years. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana was a contemporary of Hillel and Shammai, so like, you know, call it, you know, this precedes the, you know, before the year zero of the Common Era, whereas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is a student of Rabbi Akiva, so you're talking, you know, well after the Chorban and like going on towards the time of the Bar Koch revolt and so on, like in the second century of the Common Era. Rabbi Nechunya, however, has numerous similarities to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, not the least of which is that he is attributed with having written the Sefer HaBahir, which is a very early mystical work on Jewish thought that predates the Zohar by, again, a couple centuries, the Zohar being attributed to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. In any case, Rabbi Nechunya bar Yochai, let's just understand what he's saying here and we'll sort of explain the rationale behind it. He's talking about an ol. Now, the word ol, Ayin Lamed, or Ayin Vav Lamed, means a yoke, Y-O-K-E. I think people misunderstand this term, and they think it means like a burden. Like whoever shoulders the burden of the Torah won't have to shoulder the burden of making a living, and vice versa. That's not what the word yoke means, not the word ol means. An ol is the piece of wood that goes around the neck of the cow, or cows, and they're together, to make sure the cow pulls its burden properly and sort of stays on the straight and narrow. It keeps it in the proper, keeps it in its lane as it's doing its, you know, work in the field. So a yoke isn't about a burden per se. That's what's on the shoulders, the back, or behind, being pulled by the cows. The yoke is what directs the course that the cow will take, okay? And that's what we mean by Ol Torah here. We mean every single person is going to have external forces acting on him, which are going to guide his life. A person can choose, you know, when you're going down the ski slope, you can go left down this or down right down that trail. But everyone's going down the mountain, and you just get to choose which trail you want. If you go down the black slope, then maybe it's going to, you know, burn your thighs and be a rough way down. But you go down that route, or you can choose a different route altogether and go down the green slope, go down nice and easy. But something is going to be pulling you forward. And the idea here is that a person kind of has two choices in life. He either can go the old Torah approach and let the Torah be what's pulling him forward, and that's the path in life he's chosen, or Ol Malchus and Ol Derech Eretz. Now, the Maharal explains in Derech Chaim that essentially there are three guiding forces that run the world. Number one, you have natural law. That's just that you can open a physics textbook and there it is. There are rules to nature, and a person needs to eat to live, and that requires, you know, some sort of, you know, quid pro quo. You got to figure a way to get the food onto your plate, into your stomach, and so you're governed by natural law. There's a second layer, which is kind of above that, which is, you know, people have bechira. So people, human beings, are free-willed agents that can kind of run against the stream of natural law. So even though, you know, natural law says entropy, your room's going to get messier and messier over time, but you can use your bechira to decide, notwithstanding the natural order, I'm going to arrange my room and make it nice. And similarly, you know, a person's destined to live to 120 years, but a bal bechira, perhaps, this is the Machlokas Rishonim, could act on him to cut his life short. Yeah, that's a complicated, fraught topic, but the idea is that a Baal Bechira can act which in a way that would change the course of nature otherwise. Then there's a third level, which is the Hashkachas Elokis, like Hashem's operations and running of the world. Hashem is not subject at all to the laws of nature, and he's also sort of, he definitely can't, you know, be overruled by human Bechira. He rises above that. So if Hashem is going to make active decisions, he can, you know, without a problem, of course, overrule the rules of nature, overrule the laws of social dynamics, of Bechir and the like. And that's how the Maharal explains this. A person basically has two options. He can either choose to go with the path in life, which is governed by the Hashgacha Elokis, letting Hashem run his life, and he just totally relies on that, and he just disconnects and disinterests, and he doesn't consider the rules of nature and of social dynamics of Bechir. He rises above that. He says, I'm leaving that to Hashem to manage, in which case, yeah, Hashem will manage it for him. Or a person can say, no, you know, I'm not, haven't got the bitachon to live in that kind of way. I'll live within the natural order, and then he's governed by the rules of nature and of Bechira. So that's what the Mishnah is saying here, says the Maharal. You have two options. Either Kol Makabel of all Torah, you can choose to be your life to go the course of being full time dedicated to Torah and Torah learning. You'll subject yourself to the Hashgachas Elokis. Hashem will run the show for you, and then therefore you rise above Ma'avir Mimenu Ol Malchus Vol Derech Eretz. The yoke of the government, which is like called Bechira, people acting on you, and Derech Eretz, the laws of nature, the natural course of events, you rise above those things. But V'chol Aporek Menu Plan B. You can say that the yoke of Torah, the full-time learning, is too much. I don't want to go that route. In which case, if you're parking in Ol Torah, then Nosan Olav Ol Malchus V'Ol Derech Eretz. Then they will place upon you the Ol Malchus. The government will have its way with you, human beings, Bechira, as well as Ol Derech Eretz, as well as, you know, the natural order. Now, I think this is echoed in the Rambam, like Lahalacha, if you will, and I think that's worth speaking out over here. So on the one hand, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Per Gimel Halacha Yud 3:10, the Rambam says, Kol ha-meisim al-libo la'asok b'Torah, anyone who thinks in his heart he will sit and learn Torah, v'lo ya'asim malacha, and he won't work, v'yisparnas min ha-tzedakah, and he'll get supported by communal funds, tzedakah, hareze chilles Hashem, he does the worst of all possible crimes, he desecrates the name of Hashem, Uvaza esa Torah, he disgraces the Torah. V'chiba ma'or hadas, he extinguishes the light of the religion. V'gar mra la'atzmo, he causes terrible things to himself. V'natal chayev min ha'olam haba, and he plucks his life out of olam haba, of the world to come. L'fi she'asu lehanos medivrei Torah ba'olam hazeh, because it's forbidden to get benefit from divrei Torah, the words of Torah, in this world. Amr Chacham, the rabbi, said, Kol anene medivrei Torah, anybody who elects to benefit in this world from his Torah, no tel chayev min ha'olam, he takes his life from the world, meaning olam haba. Va'od tzivu, va'amru, more than that, the rabbi is commanded, saying, Al ta'asem atara lihis gadol behem, don't make the Torah like a crown to glorify yourself with, v'lo kardom lachbor behem, nor like really it's an axe, whatever, like a shovel, to dig with it. And they more said, they further said, we've seen this on our mission here, you should love work, and you should detest Rabbanus, I'll call that lordiness, you know, but it means like being the rabbi. V'chol Torah, all Torah study. She'ima malacha, that's accompanied with work. So, She'ein, ima malacha, that doesn't, is not accompanied by work. Sofa betela, in the end it will come to naught. V'goreres avon, it will drag a person, drag sin to the person. V'sof adam ze yehe, melastim es habrios. Such a person in the end will end up being a crook, stealing from other people. So this is a famous Rambam. Everyone points to it, the Rambam and his famous Shita, coming strongly out against people saying, I'm just going to learn and not work. Okay, that's true. On the other hand, the very same Rambam and the very same Yad HaChazakah, elsewhere, in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, at the very, very end, he says, Kol ish v'ish mikol ba'olam, anybody on planet Earth, I think this is Goyim as well, Asher nedava rucha oso, who has a spirit in him, like a generous spirit, you know, he wants nothing, he's a giver, not a taker, vehevinu midaato, and from his own mind, meaning not because of social pressure, not because of any other calculation, he's moved by an inner spirit, his own deepest, sincere, authentic intention and drive is lihibadel, to separate from the ways of the world, la'amod lifnei Hashem, and to stand before Hashem, l'sharso ul'avdu l'deya es Hashem, to serve Hashem, l'sharest, to serve Him like a waiter, so to speak, ul'avdo, and to serve Him as a worker, like a slave, you know, hard work, to come to know Hashem, in the context of a Jew, that's, you know, primarily Talmud Torah, v'halach yashar, and he does it in a yashar way, he doesn't make any cheshbonos, he's an ish tamim, he doesn't make any, he's just very simple, he just goes straight, and that's what he does, and that's all he does. Kamoshi asum helokim, like as Hashem made him, he just, you know, people are simple, people make life complicated, just, he says, I don't care, I don't know, I don't want to know, I just want Hashem, and that's all I'm thinking about, and I'm not thinking about anything else. Ufrok me'ol tzvarav ol hacheshbonos harabim, quoting our Mishnah, paraphrasing our Mishnah, he pulls off himself from his neck, the yoke of cheshbonos harabim, the usual calculations, you know, that people make, you know, the opposite of bitachon, you gotta do hishtadlus, so this is people, you know, people think about their retirement funds and how they're gonna make ends meet and their budget and their, he doesn't do that. He doesn't think about it even. He just doesn't think about it, doesn't concern himself. Asher bikshu v'nei adam, everyone else wants to figure out how it's going to work. They, you know, they're not prepared to just leave everything to Hashem. This guy's not like that. He just says, I want Hashem like a baby wants his mother, and I don't care about anything else. Hareze niskadesh kadosh kadoshim. Such a person is sanctified as kadosh kadoshim, like the shpitz, the holiness. He's the holy of holies. Via Hashem chelko, and Hashem will be his portion. This is like the echoing how the Kohanim don't get a portion of the land of Israel because Hashem is their portion. It's like that. V'nachlaso la'olam ul'olamim. Hashem will be his portion and his inheritance for eternity in olam haba. V'yizkelo ba'olam hazeh. And in this world, besides for having olam haba, he will in this world merit davar hamaspiklo. Enough. He's not going to die. The Rambam's not promising more than you're not going to die, but you're not going to die. It'll work out. You'll have enough food to eat that you're not going to die, and enough, you know, shelter that you're not going to die. You're going to have your needs met. And the same way that the Kohanim Levim are taken care of by the Torah setup. So the Rambam says there's such a thing as a person who is like our Mishnah. Notwithstanding the fact that Rambam says a person who makes a cheshbon and says, I'll be supported by tzedakah, he's going to glorify himself by being the big rabbi and they'll support him. That, the Rambam says, is terrible. You should work for a living. The Torah's not there to support you. And you, one who uses it as a crown or as an axe to dig with, is really doing the worst possible thing. He's bringing something that's kadosh kadoshim of the Torah into Olam Hazeh as like a tool. And that does everything bad, chil Hashem, and the light of the religion's extinguished, and it brings bad to himself, and sin, and everything terrible. But that's because the person made a cheshbon about how that he's going to be supported by his Torah greatness. That's not our Mishnah. That's not our Mishnah, and that's not the Rambam's psak here in Shemitah V'Yoz. Here the Rambam is simply saying that a person who says, I'm making any cheshbonos at all, I'm literally porek all of the cheshbonos olam. I'm not thinking about it. I don't care. This is Hashem's problem how to make support me. I just want Hashem, and that's all. That person is totally within his rights. He is Kaddish Kadashim. He's Holy of Holies. And Hashem, not just, of course, will give him his portion in Olam Haba, but even Olam Hazeh, he is going to, they'll porak from him the all of Derech Eretz. One way or another, Hashem will arrange it that this guy is going to have food, that he's not going to die.